No, in Marietta.
Oh, you in Marietta. But still, the point is, you can't stay here and get, you have to still go someplace else and get your hair.
Yeah.
And that's just sad. See, I think that's
Well, it
just.
is somebody here in Roswell does have. It's somebody in this area.
But she doesn't do it the way you want her to do it.
No, well, I've been doing her, letting her do it for years, and so she moved away. She was here in Atlanta, I mean in
Roswell.
Roswell, and she moved in with her son. Her son have cut hair. Well, she cuts hair too, so they're both there together now in the same place.
See, I think this is just the curse of being black. Because if you live in small areas, it is hard to find a place to get your hair done. And I have been accursed with this since leaving Houston. That's where I grew up. I grew up in Houston. And you just can't find places to get your hair done. And since moving here, I have refused to go to Atlanta to try to find a place to get my hair done. And finally, I found a place in Athens to get my hair done. But I
In
just think
Athens,
that's wrong.
well, any places around here, Gail?
Now it is.
Yeah, it's a girl come to church, I know does hair.
I guess in the last 10 or 15 years, there have been more black shops in this area. It's
Yeah.
taken that long.
Taking that long.
I moved to Athens in 95, and I just went through some horror stories and trying to get my hair done when I moved there. And only within the last year did I find, I don't know if he even she, I don't think she's been doing my hair for a year, did I find someone to do my hair without having to, go to Atlanta to be able to get my hair done. And I think that's just sad. Or finding even black hair care products.
Oh yeah, because it used to be very hard to find black hair care products, and I just say, excuse me, probably in the last 5 years now they have more black hair care products
Yeah, they
in the
do.
stores now. And Sally's probably has the bigger selection in this area than anybody.
That's just sad. I mean, the only reason I get stuff is because, I'm from Houston, or, my family's from Baton Rouge, and so I go there, a couple times a year or so,
So
and when I go,
you
you get
stock
some stuff and you bring it back, and I just think that's just wrong. Black people are everywhere. Why can't you get stuff? Why do I have to wait until I go there to get my hair done or
But we
something?
really
I
had
think it's more or less you.
It's more or less me. What do you mean me?
Because you just have gotten used to that one person where you're going to.
I don't go to just one. I don't have any particular person, though. I've gone to places, they butchered my hair. They don't know what they're doing. These are people who
Yeah,
just look
well,
like they
see,
just
that's
got out of
hard.
beauty school.
It's
They
hard.
don't know.
That's why I am. I don't like everybody doing my hair.
I'll go so my mom can do it or something like that. Just I'm just looking for somebody who just knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And some people you I call, I remember when I was in Arkansas, I called and I'd say, "Do you do black hair?" "Oh, we do every kind of hair. We do black hair, we do blonde hair, we didn't." So I already know you didn't even answer the question right. So, or do you do perms? And that was the wrong question. Perm for them meant, something different. I So now you have to ask, do you do a relaxer? And so it's just, well, that was when I was getting a relaxer. But I mean, it's just hard. So I feel the pain. Has My other issue with Atlanta, though, is what sort of impact has Atlanta had on Roswell? I mean, we know that people move away to Atlanta, like some of your daughters have, but what sort of impact has Atlanta had on Roswell? Not in terms of people leaving, but the influence that it's had. Do people move here to, from Atlanta, or, does it have an impact on your traffic? Apparently it did for me today, but what sort of impact has Atlanta had on that, or on Roswell?